Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Good with, but when you have the opportunity to grab and get the guys we got, then you go ahead and do it. Rusty Manziel will be on next hour, about 20 minutes into hour two. So if you're on Central Time, that's 7:20. It's 8:20 if you're on Eastern Time. We have a lot in either, so that's why I give you both. Rusty next hour and Brian Driscoll from Sports Illustrated covers the Fighting Irish. I don't even know what. Whose voice is that? I have no idea. But Brian Driscoll in hour three. About 20 minutes into that hour as well. That's the guesting today on this Thursday edition. 615-844-5600 is the number if you would like to check in today. La Familia, if you would like to join the family, you know, it's our collective, it's our family, it's our group. We're all in this collectively, aren't we? And I consider you folks co-hosts to the show. I do. It's that much fun. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. I am back on Facebook, and you can get me at Billy King. Now, I'm told there's lots of them. One of the Billy Kings on Facebook is my son. So, anyways, look up, try Billy King Franklin, or send me a tweet or something. I'll give you the picture. What it looks like on my newly established Facebook, which I had to do that because everything got hacked. Yeah, somebody going by the name of Rhonda King, and it's a real attractive picture of this lady, has everybody following her. I would not do that. That's a bot. That's not real. Yeah, that's not real. Says she lives, well, it says she's from Franklin, but she lives in some other state. And actually sent me a friend request yesterday. You're my problem. You're what got me into all this. Whoever you are, you bot, you robot, you freak. Yeah, I would not follow whoever's going by the name of Rhonda King. Actually, on her Facebook has got a picture of my son in his pads at a junior high game, at a junior high football game, a picture we took about six, 7 years ago. Very weird. I don't know what the bleep that's all about, but very weird. And I saw a lot of you followed her. Don't do that. That's not a real thing. That is poison. That is toxic. Get that off your stuff. Would be my suggestion. Yeah, do not respond to that. And I deleted the request. Not happening. Anyways, we got a bunch to get to. Yeah, we've got a lot to get to. Several notes from Wednesday. Several newsy type items. Did you see where the NCAA, which this is a good move. I know a lot of times it's not met with a positive response, certainly by me, but this is a good move. The NCAA has relaxed the scholarship limit. Now, wait a minute. Not what I was talking about in previous shows, but per year. They did not change the total. The total is still 85, but the limit has for a long time been 25 per year. Now, they have added provisions recently based on the freebie transfer, and they have said here last couple of months, we'll give you 7. If you lose as many as 7, and some lose way more than that, Tennessee lost many more than that a year ago, we'll let you catch up with that 7. But again, the general rule has been 25 and 85. 25 per year and 85 max overall. So if you got way behind, let's say even before the freebie transfer, just attrition, you couldn't catch up fast because you were limited in how much you could add per year. That's no longer the case. If you get down 50, you can add 50. That's the new rule. That's a good rule. I don't have a problem with that. I see nothing negative about that at all. It's a good idea. So they've relaxed that. They have not relaxed the ultimate total number, 85, but they've relaxed the 25. That's a very good idea. I endorse that. I stand by that. So if you lose a lot to the transfer portal, and again, they did give you some cushion here recently on that, or you just have a roster that plummets for whatever reason. New guy comes in and the roster is a big mess. A lot of people have quit. There's a lot of attrition. You can catch up faster than they used to let you catch up. Yeah, that's a new rule. The Pac-12 has announced, and we've talked a lot about this, that beginning this year, the Pac-12 championship game will be the two teams, with the best winning percentage, not the winner of the divisions. Also, there's a new rule. NCAA says you do not have to go by divisions to have a championship game. Now, the Pac-12 says they're going to keep divisions for this year. After that, they're not making any promises. Probably do away with it, but this year, it's the two teams, with the best winning percentage. We'll let you know about divisions after this year. That is a growing trend. Now, they're the first one to do it. There's a lot of rumors about the ACC doing this, too. And, again, there's a lot of rumors about the SEC eventually, with Texas and Oklahoma going to 14 pods. I don't know if that happens or not. It might be trending. We're not there yet. Pac-12 did make an announcement about that, though. Yeah, that news is out there. And we got a lot happening, y'all. I talk about this a lot. We are in an environment, and we're in the embryonic stages of some of this stuff. Name, image, likeness, we're certainly in the embryonic stages of it, but things are moving pretty fast right now. I mean, we're going down a track. We are metaphorically speaking, the foot is all the way down on the floor, on the gas pedal. And we're navigating at a very fast pace. It's getting dizzy out there, y'all. It's getting dizzy. But the waiving of the 25 is a very good, reasonable new rule. I like that. Now, again, in the past, you've been able to count back on players if, let's say, you signed short a year ago, and then you have some midtermers, you could count them back. There were some creative ways where you could get beyond the 25 by a few, but not like this, where it's unfettered. It's simply doesn't matter how you count them back, etc. If you're short 85, and let's say you're 40 short, then you can catch up however many you need to catch up to get to the full 85. That's a good, reasonable idea. That's a pragmatic new rule. I'm shocked something like this has happened. I'm shocked. All right. A lot of you have sent me the article. Nikki has taken a shot at his boys' team, Texas A&M Jimbo. Jimbo and Nikki are boys. You know that, right? Jimbo worked for Nikki. And A&M just had a historic top-ranked class. We all know why. Now, again, A&M's a good place. Don't misunderstand exactly what I'm saying. But that class ranking, we all know why. Nikki was at a business engagement, Wednesday night? And I'm just paraphrasing, but he was saying, look, this is way out of hand, which that's not an original thought. We all know this is all out of hand. But he said that class was bought and paid for. And that was not the intent of this. True. Yeah, true. And we need some changes, but unless legislation, he means like federal legislation, changes, he's not sure what can be done about this. That is also true. Quote, I mean, we were second in recruiting last year, Saban told the audience. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team. Made a deal for name, image, likeness. We didn't buy one player, all right? I just don't know if we can sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. It's tough. Saban said Alabama players made $3 million doing it the right way last year, and that only 25 players were able to leverage name, image, likeness on his team. Anyways, we'll get more into it. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We have watched traffic volume pick up in the last few minutes out here on Briley Parkway at County Hospital Road. All that traffic trying to get through Bordeaux right now. Coming inbound Ashland City Highway towards Briley Parkway also on the increase. Now that wreck has some injuries over there on Murfreesboro Pike at Briley Parkway. The fire department is still gathered up on the scene. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. Check out that menu at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
At J&J Printers, they like to answer the question, can you? It's their mission to help you achieve the best possible printing, regardless of quantity, complexity, or budget. At J&J, they believe if it's important enough to print, it's important enough to print right. So, yes, J&J can help your business with the design of your brochure or printing those business cards. They can even help you process that mailing. See why Nashville has relied on J&J Printers for over 35 years. Check them out online at jandjprinters.com. Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Nick has commented on this in the past, but he has commented on it again. And it's about A&M's class. We all know why A&M's class is where it's at. Now, I want to backfill a little bit. A&M's always been a pretty good recruiting school. I can take you back to wherever you want to go. RC, Jackie Sherrill. Remember, Jackie got in a bunch of trouble. Remember, Jackie got approached, was at the Atlanta airport, got into it a little bit with a reporter, a TV guy or something back then. You remember that footage? It's probably still on YouTube. But we all know why it's so highly rated. And it's name, image, likeness. It's the money flow. That's why it's so gaudy. That's why it's so impressive. That they recruit well is not a story. That they had a better class than Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State, that's the story. And we all know why. We all know why. And it's not because Jimbo, who's a good coach, he's got a natty, outworked everybody. I'm sure they worked hard. I'm sure they worked hard. It's because of the unfettered approach that now people can take using name, image, likeness when we were told there's going to be some rules here, so it won't be that bad. Yeah, it won't be that bad. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good, man. It's all good. Well, that's that's where we are at. And Nick's right about this. Now, Nick also says he doesn't really think anything can be done about it because we've got federal decisions that have been made that say that you cannot limit the student athlete's ability to go out and make money in the name of their brand, in the name of their name, image, and likeness. So what can you do about it? Now, there are supposed to be rules. For example, the school can't go out and sell a player on here's what you're going to get if you come here. That's not being policed, though. That's not being policed at all. And it's not going to be policed. It's just not. So that's kind of where we're at with this. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to get in. I'm looking forward to it. We've got Coach Brian Driscoll, who runs the Notre Dame Sports Illustrated site. That's next hour. And then Rusty's coming up. Or do I have that opposite? Yeah, I scheduled them, and do I have that in the wrong order? No, it's Rusty next hour. And then Brian in hour number three. Yeah, I did have that opposite. I had that wrong. The markets, real quick. Yesterday, y'all, was an absolute bloodletting. Dow got down as much as 1,200 points. That's why I've told you. When we get these green face rips like we got, was it Tuesday? That doesn't mean there's a reversal at all. You get green face rips up during a hard downturn. It doesn't stay down every day, but it corrects back down every time when you're in a down environment. That's what you're watching right now. It's very much matching up with history, whether you go back to 08, whether you go back to 01. 01, you had the tech bubble burst. You also had 9/11. 08, you had the housing crash, the financial crash. In 2020 of March, you had the COVID thing hit. Now, that went down hard for a few weeks and then corrected green for a long time. That was fake. That one was totally fake. As far as the market is concerned, the whole COVID thing, totally fake. Market corrected, and many, many millionaires were made who followed the green during that. This one right here is a lot like 01. Maybe a combination of 01, 08. Maybe a combination of both, because we're going to have both. You're going to have the housing crunch. At some point, that bubble's got to burst. It's been running real hot. Everywhere I go, people tell me, or on this show, Bill, my area, man, you cannot build them fast enough. You can't sell them fast enough. You can't move the price up fast enough. That will not sustain. I wouldn't think. That has yet, it's slightly coming down, but it has not plummeted like it's going to. Yeah, and yesterday was just a brutal bloodletting. It's down this morning and the futures about 250, and we'll see how the day progresses. I regrettably did not short anything going into yesterday, so I'd love to tell you I had this huge position that I took that took advantage of it, and I didn't. Shame on me. Shame on the host of this show. All right, let's get a call or two. 615-844-5600. Jim in Jupiter, Florida. Welcome in.
Well, Billy, I got to tell you, the LSU fans, are they a loud Buck Smack group? From what you've heard, from you, what you've dealt with in the past, it seems like they're talking a lot of smack about this game. Where I don't know, I'm kind of confused because we both stink.
Now, you want to know if LSU historically is a smack talking group of fans?
Like Florida and Miami are known as trash fans. You know, talk, especially Miami, talk a lot of smack. I've never known LSU to be that way, but they're talking a lot on the internet. Like, is that, do they have that rep, or what's the deal with that?
They absolutely have that rep. They have a rep of being incredibly vocal, incredibly emotional, and when they party on game day, it turns into not a happy drunk. It turns into a mean drunk. That's the label.
Okay, yeah. So that kind of, I understand that, because, you know, the time and all that and about the game was let off, and just a lot of LSU fans are popping off, and I'm like, I didn't know that. But, you know, I did some research, you know, because when I was a kid growing up, we played LSU a lot, and I'm like, man, I don't remember ever really losing to LSU. And, you know, Bobby was spanking that hiney, like, left and right. I looked, and FSU's got, like, 7 wins, so they're 2 losses, and we played them all the time. But the funny thing is, it got me to remember, did you know, you always talk about how Saban, or not Saban, how Bobby almost went to Alabama.
Yeah.
But do you know the story about Bobby almost going to LSU in 1979?
I don't know that I've run across that one.
It's a great one. I'll send you the article. But basically what happened was, when right before the guy who died in the plane crash, Bo Ryan, the guy who'd been there for a long time was retiring, and the AD reached out to Bobby and was like, wanted to bring him in. And Bobby's deal was, well, he always wanted to get to the SEC, and this is 1979. So we played LSU that year, and Bobby and Ann said, look, we'll leave it up to God. If we beat LSU, then that means I'm supposed to stay at Florida State. And that's what happened. And the crazy thing after that is that, you know how the guy died in the plane crash? That would have been Bobby, because I'm pretty sure that guy was on a recruiting trip. Is that true or what?
That is true.
Yeah, so kind of weird how those things, you know, worked out and all that. But I don't know. I mean, if I was LSU, I mean, you guys stink too. So we'll see what happens. I'm not confident about the game, but I sure wouldn't. I think LSU thinks they're bringing out that 19 team, but they don't have Boy Wonder as the OC and all those players. They lost all those players. I expect a good game either way.
They don't have a quarterback. Now, it's hard to be as good as Joe Burrow, so I don't want to be Captain Obvious here, but they're not going to trot out a quarterback anywhere close to that. And the receiving core they had is a legendary receiving core on that group that they had there. Plus, they had a first-round draft pick at running back. That's a hard group to match up.
Yeah, it all came together for Coach O, because, I mean, that was just – he was a sorry coach, but they had a lot, and it just came together. I mean, defensive stars, offensive stars – it just the stars aligned for that team. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would definitely give LSU the edge. It's in Louisiana. But, you know, that line's only about 3 points right now. So that game's going to go either way. I got a guy who bet me. I'm talking about these fans. I got a guy who gave me 15 points yesterday. I'm like, well, you name the price. Let's go.
So you're getting plus 15.
Plus 15. I said, you name the price. The guy's that confident. I'm like, okay. I mean, I thought he wanted to bet straight up. He's like, I'll give you 15 points. Like, you think that 19 team's coming out there, but you got a team that's doing, you know how it is when you bring in new players and you got a new coach. I mean, LSU could easily be a 6-7 win team this year.
Yeah, it's, they got to sort through the, I think they're going to probably play two quarterbacks, and they've got a lot of figuring out to do. Now, they got some players to figure it out with. They got talent. They don't have that kind of elite 19 group, but they've got talent. But I think that 7-8 win area is probably the over-under on them.
Yeah. All right, well, you have a good one, and I'll send you that article about Bobby about going to LSU. It's an interesting read.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, man.
All right, you take care, my friend.
Clyde from Detroit, except he's down here in the 615. Says, I'm here in Nashville. I'm burning up. It's 91 degrees the next 3 days. I'm back in Motown Saturday, but having a great time pigging out. Yeah, he's in town. Clyde has a niece at Riverdale in the borough. Yes, that place in the borough. Who I believe is part of the basketball team? Anyways, she's graduated, right? Are you in for the graduation ceremony, I think? So yeah, Clyde's in town from Detroit. Checking things out. Clyde is in the 615, man. Clyde, good to have you here. Don't let one of those bachelorettes run you over if you're downtown. Yeah, they get a little wild and crazy around these parts. We are the bachelorette capital of the world. And they don't care, man. The bachelorettes think when they get here, we own the joint. If we have to run you over, we'll do it. That's just the way they operate. Will at Athens, Alabama. Yeah, Athens, Alabama. There's an Athens, Tennessee. There's an Athens, Ohio. There's obviously an Athens, Georgia. There's an Athens. Is there an Athens in every city or every state? Is there an Athens, California? Is there an Athens, Texas? Is there an Athens, Illinois? Or what about an Athens, New York? Probably is. Well, down in Alabama, though. Bill, if you look at that Bama-LSU game in 19, there was NFL talent everywhere. And we had Trevon Diggs and Pat Surtain and other defensive stars and couldn't even stop them. Now, you got to remember, to open that game, you had a turnover on that first drive. That kind of set the stage for LSU to be a score or two up on you. Yeah, that was and remember, going into it, it's okay, LSU's done all these good things, but can they beat Alabama? Remember, that was the theme of that game going into it. Okay, they're having a heck of a year, but can they beat Nikki? Can they beat Nikki? Well, the answer is they did. Nikki don't lose much, but that one happened. Georgia beat Clemson, beat Nikki. Ashtabula Jesus in 14 beat Nikki. Isn't it kind of ironic, though, who you got to go to or go through to get there? In a lot of cases, it's Nikki. You got to fight Nikki to be the champion, ultimately. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Looks like the T-Dot's moving a minor wreck to the side here on 40 eastbound at Broadway downtown. It's not causing too much of a problem. Traffic volume on the increase now, coming through Wilson County, through Mount Juliet, inbound I-40, making your way towards the Nashville area. Lots of radar out here this morning. Give yourself extra time. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Yes, they have all kinds of other flavors. Check them out in person with two locations in downtown Gatlinburg on the Parkway, online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Switching and saving with Geico is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just like combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog. And he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Celebrate spring at Slim Chickens with the grilled chicken strawberry salad. Fresh greens piled with feta cheese, crisp cucumbers, candied pecans, and 100% all-natural grilled tenders. Topped with red, ripe strawberries. The grilled chicken strawberry salad. But hurry, it's only back for a limited time. Need a sweet spring treat? Upgrade your drink with any adult meal to a hand-spun strawberry milkshake. Slim Chickens. Dine in, drive through, online, or delivery.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
By the way, Rusty's coming up. Brian Driscoll's coming up. Rusty Manziel next hour. Brian Driscoll, hour three. Your requests. Sometimes I will honor them. And I'm not trying to be rude. I want you to give me requests. I appreciate you taking your time to send me, hey, Bill, what about this? I love when you do that. I just always tell you, I'm not promising that I'll do it, but I appreciate it. Hope that makes sense. In this case, I'm doing it because both were excellent ideas. Ole Miss Evie, also on Friday, will join us. Ole Miss Evie is heading back towards College Station. She's been in Panama City on the beach, but she's heading back. So we'll get Ole Miss Evie on Friday morning. We're getting conflicting messages this morning. Georgia Dog pulls up on Wikipedia. There are 18 cities in the U.S. named Athens. And it's obviously Athens, Georgia, but there is an Athens, California. Remember I asked about that? I know there's an Athens, Ohio. There's an Athens, Tennessee. But it's got Athens, Alabama, where Will is. Athens, Arkansas. Athens, Illinois. There's one there, too. Jeff, too, pulls it up, though. 23 cities. So we have a disparity here. By the way, Georgia Dog, Wikipedia is a fraud. Don't ever reference them. Wikipedia is maybe the biggest lie known to man. The only time I reference Wikipedia is when I'm trying to joke. Wikipedia is filth. Jeff 2 pulls it up. Now let's see what he's got. Georgia Dog has 18. Jeff 2 says 23 cities in the United States, so a 5-city disparity. And also he says 25 cities in the world have a city or a town named Athens. And he said, obviously, you've got Athens, Greece, and there's an Athens in Zimbabwe. There's an Athens, Zimbabwe. But he says there's 23. So I don't know, are we differentiating towns and cities? Is that what it is? Is that why there's a difference? Or I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we'll get a call here. And we've got, let's head back down to Florida. Aliquippa Bob, there is no Aliquippa, Florida. I know that for sure. Welcome in.
Yeah, there isn't an Aliquippa, Florida. You're right, Bill. But Aliquippa will always be in me, and I'll be in Florida. So, but you know what? Excuse me. It doesn't matter whether it's 23 Athens or 18 Athens. You know, Bill, the good thing is Georgia Dog never lived inside Nashville, the bachelor capital of the world. I mean, hell, he might be up to wife 7 or 8 by now, don't you think?
That's a good point. If Georgia Dog, who is on number 5, and again, this is he broadcast this, so we're not breaching confidence here. If he lived here in the bachelorette capital of the world, he may be on number 20 about right now.
Yeah, I might have underestimated his talents, Bill. Hey, let me tell you why I'm calling you. Speaking of Georgia Dog, I talked about this on his show last Saturday. You know, you were talking about the scheduling change where they are now allowing the top two teams in a conference to play in the title game, right, rather than going to division format. And, you know, I was looking at – I read an article about the Big Ten that they're considering going into pods where each Big Ten team can protect 3 teams, and they'll play those teams every year. And then it would be a round-robin tournament where they would play – every team once, at least once every 2 years. And that really raised some interesting questions about who some Big Ten teams might schedule. Like, you know, you look at Ohio State, okay, and Penn State. I would think Penn State, Ohio State would schedule each other. That'd be one. Ohio State would take Michigan, right? And then who are they taking for their third team? And then you look at Penn State, and you've got Ohio State, right? That's a given. And you're going to go, I would think you're going to go Michigan or Michigan State, and are you going to use that third team to prop up your schedule, you know, and play Michigan and Michigan State, or are you going to protect a team in a recruiting area, like a Maryland or a Rutgers? So, or are you going to go with Rutgers and Maryland, which is generally your recruiting area, and only go with Ohio State? So, what do you think about all that, Bill? What are you hearing about that pod system?
Just rumors, but I wouldn't want, I mean, Ohio State's obviously on paper better than Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, but I would want to balance that a little bit. I wouldn't want a big rivalry with all three. I'd want at least one that you think any year you don't really have to play your best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I don't think they're worried about the recruiting geography angle of it. I mean, Ohio State's a brand that everybody knows about. They can go recruit wherever they want anyways. Anyways, there's the music. Aliquippa Bob down in not-so-Aliquippa, Florida, where he lives. Rusty next hour, about 20 minutes at Rusty Mansell from 24/7 Sports. Brian Driscoll from Sports Illustrated. Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's building pretty good out here on 65 South at Trinity Lane. Busy. Also 24 through the Hickory Hollow area coming out of Rutherford County. A little bit of radar earlier down I-40 through Wilson County. Watch yourself as you head towards the Donaldson area. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. It's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The PGA Championship underway today at Southern Hills in Tulsa. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth all paired together for the first two rounds. Scottie Scheffler, the Masters champion, at 11-1, along with Jon Rahm. McIlroy and Justin Thomas each at 14-1. Colin Morikawa, 16-1. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Miami Heat leading 1-0 after a 118-107 win in Game 1 over the Celtics. The Heat a 4-point favorite at home tonight. The total set at 207.5. NBA Playoffs Game 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Miami leading the Celtics 1-0. They're a 4-point favorite at home tonight. The total set at 207.5. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Mostly clear tonight, low around 72. Sunny tomorrow, high 93. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
We'll be right back.
Rusty is a proud PhD owner. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He is incredibly fluent delivering the info as well. That's hour two. Brian Driscoll up in the South Bend, Indiana area. I think he lives in one of the adjacent cities. But anyways, he's right up there in South Bend, covers Notre Dame. So we'll spread it out a little bit here with the guesting. Tomorrow, Ole Miss Evie will join us. She'll be back home from the beach. Kevin Hagan will check in on Friday. And also with us will be Brad, BradPowerSports.com. So looking forward to it. Yeah, on back to Facebook. If something pops up called Rhonda King or, I don't know, Tom and Myrtle Beach said it just took over my account. So anybody that I had as a friend on the account, now she has. whoever this bot is. And then the bot sends me a friend request yesterday after hacking me and taking over my account. Then yesterday has the audacity, has the gumption, has the arrogance to then send me a friend request. You cannot do that to me, girl. You cannot. That's not the way this works. How do we hack her? Is there any way to hack a bot? Yeah, I want some. I'm not a revenge kind of guy. Revenge is a toxic thing, right? Everybody kind of has that in them, but it's toxic. It's not healthy. But I want some revenge on this one. I want to take whoever Rhonda King is. I want to take her down. That's what I want, even though she's not a real thing. 615-844-5600. Yeah, some news out there. Newsy stuff. The Pac-12 is, at least for this next year, going to keep divisions. Going to keep the South, going to keep the North. After that, probably not, even though they have not announced about the future beyond 22. They're going to have divisions, but they're not going to use the divisions necessarily to determine who's in the championship game. Winning percentage will determine that. So they'll have the divisions, but it may or may not decide what the outcome is as far as the two teams playing, which is interesting. Matter of fact, you want a stat about that? This change. And the NCAA announced that you don't have to have divisions to have your championship game. You can rig it to where it's the two teams with the best winning percentage, which I don't have a problem with that at all. Says this change would have resulted in a different Pac-12 title matchup 5 of the last 11 years. The matchup would be different almost 50% of the time over the last 11 years. With this new rule in place. So the Pac-12 is going to go with it now. There's talk about the ACC maybe doing this, doing away with divisions, going with winning percentage. There's a lot of chat, Big Ten, a lot of chatter out there, SEC, whatever it might be. But, and Big 12 doesn't even play with divisions. That hadn't been a thing, that's not a thing for them anyways. And, of course, they're adding 4 more teams, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, and BYU. Even though Hawkeye Jason tried to trick me into putting Memphis into that group. Memphis is not in there. Memphis would crawl on their belly from Memphis to the Dallas headquarters to be in that league. They would love to be affiliated with the Big 12. They'd love to be affiliated with any league that's in the P5. They would do whatever. They are not getting that. At least as of right now, they're not getting that invite. And they have not had that invite through all these many, many years. Memphis is a very good football program. It was stagnant for a long time. before Justin Fuente took over. And I know that he went to Virginia Tech, and other than probably year one, it did not turn out well there, but he did a remarkable job there. Mike Norvell then took over and did a very good job there. Now he's at Florida State. It's been a good program since Average Joe took over. Who was it? Robin the 540 named him Average Joe? I believe so. He wasn't average at Memphis. He was way above average. Anyways, that's a good program. Memphis is a place where you can win. You can obviously win in basketball there, as we know. Now, this is mainly a football topic, but you can win there in basketball. But they are not getting it in. Yeah, that's not happening. Rusty in about 20 minutes. Markets are down. I don't know if it's going to look like yesterday. If you get another capitulation day, then God help the marketplace. Yesterday down about 1,200. NASDAQ down big. Dow down big. It's yucky yuck out there, y'all. It's nasty. Also, Brian Driscoll, Hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.